So maybe you can compare the data that we have available right now for nivolumab to pembrolizumab.
Right. So there are some differences in the population that we have for the nivolumab and pembrolizumab, but overall, I think we see kind of high response rates in both. Probably if we look at the disease control rates, we'd say that they're fairly equivalent between the population. The pembrolizumab, which reported out first in that initial series in the New England Journal that was beautifully reported, doesn't have quite as many patients, and so we don't have quite as much data on the long-term outcomes. But the sense is that they're really behaving very equivalently.
How do you decide outside a clinical trial setting which one to use?
That's a great question. There's differences in the dosing regimens. The initial nivolumab was done every 2 weeks, but now there's a kind of 4-week schedule, and pembrolizumab used 3-week schedule. So there is the very practical components of how one is dosed. For colorectal cancer, we're fortunate that both are approved for MSI-high colorectal cancer. There is a little broader indication for the pembrolizumab in terms of covering MSI-high in other tumor types outside of colorectal cancer. So for a GI oncologist, that becomes relevant when we're dealing with a small bowel patient or some of the other GI tumors.
Can you talk a little bit more? I've heard about this issue of prolonging the interval between the nivolumab and other tumors. You mentioned 4 weeks. What exactly is done? What data do we have on it? Is that something you think is reasonable to do? Can you even do it outside a trial setting?
Right, so it is something that there is some data on, and I think a lot of that is also based on some of the modeling of the duration and half-life, and it's actually moved to a kind of a fixed dose even. So I think the idea is that you're really saturating the receptors and the antibodies at past the saturation point. So I think there is comfort in the community with the alternate dosing regimens.